The Rotary Club of Whitehorse Rendezvous is taking another crack at a food bank fundraiser that saw success last year. The second annual East Coast Kitchen Party is scheduled for May 3 at the Quanlin Dunn Cultural Center. Like last year, it is in support of the Yukon Food Bank's plans to install a new kitchen in its facility. The fundraising dinner and accompanying entertainment hinge on the culture of Canada's maritime provinces. We are deeply humbled and incredibly grateful for the remarkable generosity of the Rotary Club of Whitehorse Rendezvous, especially as this is the second time they've put their incredible support behind us. This event is more than just an exciting opportunity for Yukoners to come together. It brings us one step closer to a transformative milestone, the creation of a certified kitchen at the food bank, said Dave Blotner, Food Bank Society of the Yukon Executive Director, quoted in a press release from the Rotary Club. With this kitchen, we'll not only improve our ability to serve our community but also make a significant impact in reducing food waste across the Yukon. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for making this dream a reality, once again. Last year's event raised $15,750 for the food bank. We hosted this event last year and it was a huge success. As many know, kitchens are not cheap to build, and the Yukon Food Bank continues to need funds to make their dream a reality, said Kevin Rumsey, president of the Rotary Club of Whitehorse Rendezvous. Rumsey expressed excitement about once again helping the food bank meet its clientele's needs. He offered thanks to the corporate sponsors getting behind the event, Air North, ATCO Electric, Northland Beverages, and Winterlong Brewing. We could also not do it without the silent auction support from businesses including as Kilrich Industries, Inspired Interiors, and Whitehorse Motors. We are also excited to have the Leasiders bring the East Coast to the Yukon for such a great cause, he added. The Leasiders, a local act with a Celtic flair, will be the main musical act for the fundraiser with the Fiddleheads, also local musicians playing an opening set to welcome attendees. Attendees can expect food, dancing and the maritime tradition of kissing the cod with a Yukon-style twist according to event organizers. Tickets are being sold via Eventbrite. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.